Welcome to PharmaPulse, a pharmaceutical commerce podcast, where we bring you the latest insights shaping patient access, supply chain logistics, data and tech, and healthcare innovation. I'm your host, and let's get into today's headlines. First, a significant expansion in affordable bone health. The FDA has approved Boncresa and Ozyltis, two denosumab biosimilars developed by Amneal Pharmaceuticals and MABEC Science. Boncresa, referencing Prolia, is indicated for osteoporosis in high-risk patients, while Ozyltis, referencing Xgeva, targets cancer-related bone loss and the prevention of skeletal-related events. These approvals represent the ninth set of denosumab biosimilars to hit the U.S. market. Turning to the legal landscape, a report warns of a troubling shift in medical malpractice. Jurors are increasingly viewing physicians and hospitals as part of a profit-driven empire rather than as healers. This shift is fueling a surge in nuclear verdicts, jury awards exceeding $10 million. Data shows the average of the top 50 medical malpractice verdicts has spiked from $32 million in 2022 to an alarming $56 million in 2024. Experts point to social inflation and reptile theory tactics in court, where attorneys frame the healthcare system as a danger to the community, effectively shifting the burden onto providers to prove they prioritize patients over profit. That's it for this episode of PharmaPulse. For more insights on trends transforming pharmaceutical access and care delivery, visit pharmaceuticalcommerce.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay well and stay informed.